The title of my topic a little bit changed into comparative analysis of immune response genes expressed in alpha leaf could be during chocobo infection. As we know, alpha leaf could be is commercially important for seeds grow, while they usually suffer a chocobo load. So this disease was initiated when the larvae ingest the ascospores, then the spore were germinated and penetrated into hemocytes. Then there were multiplication and proliferation, and then produced ascospores. Then those ascospores were contaminated and distributed by health bees. Then, so this is the life cycle of chocobo. While here, we shall notice once the fungus infected, the host immune response were induced. Insect immune response is different from humans. They are like absence of T cell and B cell. They usually include the cellular immune response and the human immune response cellular, like phagocytosis, coagulation, encapsulation, memorization, and the human immune response like antimicrobial peptides and the prophenol oxidase activating system. This system also involved in cellular. Here is a prophenol oxidating activating system. They have a recognition protein to recognize the pathogen component. Then the cello proteins were triggered, and then prophenol oxidase were activated and produced mRNA. The antimicrobial peptides usually produced by Tor IMD pathway also have other pathways. The Tor pathway usually for gram-positive bacteria and fungi. They have a recognition protein, and then this basal were cleaved to binding Tor, and then involve other enzyme. Then finally, this diff were released to the nucleus and to produce peptides to kill the pathogens. And the IMD pathway usually for gram-negative bacteria. They also have a recognition protein and involve several enzymes. Then this relish were activated to release to nucleus to produce peptide to kill the pathogens. While up to now, there are almost no gene available for alpha for leaf could be. So in this research, we were using ESD database and PCR amplification to find some immune response gene. First, we will construct a cDNA library by health and chocobo infect larvae. Then the sequence was analyzed by remove short sequence, and then we trimming the vector, and then the quality sequence was blast against NCBI and Hornby genomic database. Then the significant matches were sorted into different groups. We here totally have 16 groups. We found some EST was a function of protein synthesis, protein binding, protein fit, protein binding, protein regulation, and cell rescue are highly expressed. While still some EST, we did not know their function. Interestingly, here the EST was a function of protein binding, are highly expressed in chocobo infect cDNA library. Some EST much abundant, like glycolate oxidase and ferfolin, and some others much abundant in both cDNA library. While here, this ferfolin much high expressed in the chocobo infected cDNA library. In this database, we totally found 64 unit gene associated with immune response gene. Some are associated with recognition and phagocytosis. Some are cilia proteins. Some are serpins. Still, some are associated with porphyrinol oxidase activating system. And some are mineralization and coagulation. And the signal pathway, lysosome enzyme, lipids, iron metabolism, and R-waste production, and some others. Since our EST database is still limited, so we will want to use a PCR technique to amplify some genes associated with immune response. They are very common in other insects, while we did not find in this database. So we were using PLIMA, 38 PLIMA for honeybee gene, immune response gene, and then using health and tropical infected cDNA as templates, then control some PCR conditions. We totally got 12 sequence associated with the immune response genes, 5 from health and 7 from infected cDNA library. So in this research, we totally found 676 unit gene associated with immune response. Inside the presensus is from PCR amplification. So here, compare other insects, we found alfalfa leaf cutter bee. They contain recognition associated gene, while we did not find a PGRP or beta glucan galactan or some gene. We did not find it, while they are very popular in other insects. And the signal gene, we found the cilia protein a lot, and the serpin, and the tau IMD, and some others. In fact, we did not find the defense associated gene, but we found the lysosome and some others. And the mineralization, we found some a couple of genes associated with PPO and some others. So we put all those unit gene in this pathway. We found the alfalfa leaf cutter bee may contain tau, IMD, JNK pathway. They may also have a porphyrinol oxidating activating systems. While there's still some gene we did not find in this research. So in the future, we will want to prepare a microarray which contains interesting genes from alfalfa leaf cutter bee. Then using this array to analyze gene expression patterns in different conditions. We would like to thank for USDA AIs for funds and some technicians for some workers. Okay, thank you.
There's plenty of time for questions. Any questions?
If you try to infect your insect with bacteria to see which genes would be upregulated or defensive or depends on defensive.
Yeah.
So if you try to do that to see if the microarray result actually correlated with life.
Yeah, in this research, we did not find a defense gene. Here we're using the like a force install level. So maybe a little bit different stages, they maybe express this defense gene, maybe, So we still, the work not so much, just.
So from your analysis, can you determine if these bees are infected by viruses or bacteria, any other kind of pathogens? Can you infer a pathogen that is being infecting these bees?
Yeah, this passage is a ground to fungi. Yeah, it's a so passenger is a fungi. They also can infect by some bacteria. Yeah. So, but usually this pathogen is very common. There were maybe the is around the around the 70 sometimes percent bee were dead. Then they were purchased some bee from Canada. So the Canada maybe the temperature is different. So some gene may be highly expressed, some gene may be non-expressed. So we most focused on the immune response gene. Then we will see different conditions will infect the gene expression patterns, maybe temperature or maybe some different kind of stages. Yeah.
Any other questions?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dr.